And did you think at that moment, on July 4th, 1981, that whatever this thing was, that it had the potential to wreak the havoc that it has in 25
years? No, I had a slight inkling, and I often describe it like a little bit of a goose pimples of anxiety, but it wasn't my predominant feeling. It wasn't that I was saying, well, 25 years from now, we're going to have a total of 60-plus million people. That wasn't even on my radar screen. But I was low-grade, subliminal, anxious about it. And as the cases started coming in, and it became clear to me that we were dealing with what was likely a sexually transmitted disease, even though it was predominantly among gay men, I remember getting more anxious and more anxious. And then when women started to get infected, then I really just stood up and said to myself, wait a minute, we may be dealing with something well beyond what we think its bounds are. And in fact, I wrote an article in the end of 1981, early 1982, in the Annals of Internal Medicine. And in that article, which was a commentary, I warned that we should not assume that this is going to stay an epidemiologically restricted disease, because if in fact it is, which we were beginning to have some pretty hard evidence that it was sexually transmitted, that means that if it's sexually transmitted, it could be sexually transmitted heterosexually. And if that's the case, then all bets are off. Then we don't have any idea what the limits would be. So that was really within the first year of the report of the cases, because I wrote the article in January or so of 82, and it was published in June of 82.